This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for May 2010. Tonight, a City of Sails conference update and triple dip info from the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club. That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. To New Plymouth we go first tonight, and it's good evening to NZART President Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Roy?
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. Next Sunday night, at this time, I will be making the official broadcast from the 2010 conference in Auckland. The remits will have been debated and decisions made. The forums will have been enjoyed, and the various subgroups will have had their meetings. Council will have met on Friday, and we'll have another meeting on the Monday. Those attending will have renewed friendships and made new ones. The topics chewed over will have been many and varied. There is still time for you to register if doing so has slipped your mind. I hope that those attending have safe travel and an enjoyable weekend. I am confident that the organising committee have worked long and hard to make this conference successful. Well, until next week, that's my presidential bit for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The president of NZRT, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. Now, Debbie has no info from headquarters this month, but Tony Case, ZL1UD, joins us from Hamilton with information concerning callbook.
Good evening, Jim. Good evening, everyone. NZRT is producing a callbook this year. As part of the process of producing a more accurate callbook, NZART has placed an updated call sign file on the NZART website. This file was provided by RSM, and unless the listings are updated by you, the information in this file will be the information that will appear in the new call book. It is up to you to ensure that the information provided is up to date. What can you do to help? Firstly, check your information on the NZART website. There is a link from the NZART homepage. Instructions for changing the information are on this page. Secondly, check other people's information. If their address is incorrect, advise them that it is incorrect, and if necessary, assist them to correct the information. If you see information on the website about silent keys, there is a form on the website accessible from the call sign list page that you can download and give to a person authorised to fill this form in. Please send this completed form to Debbie at NZART headquarters. Please remember that this form can only be filled in by a person authorised to fill the form in. If you have any questions, please either phone me on 07 850 5218 or email me zl1ud@clear.net.nz, all lowercase. This needs to be done quickly. NZART will be asking RSM for the file to place in callbook very soon. Please remember, everyone wants an accurate callbook. It is up to you, the call sign holder, to ensure that this happens. Thank you, Jim. Good night.
Thanks, Tony. Northern District NZRT Councillor, Tony Case, ZL1UD. The City of Sails NZRT Conference is to be held at the Alexandra Park Function Centre, Green Lane Road West, Epsom, Auckland, next weekend. Here's a sample look at some of the forums and activities. The registration desk will be open on Friday night at Alexandra Park from 6:30pm through till 9:30pm. An informal gathering of attendees may follow registration in one of the many facilities available. There's even a race meeting on Friday evening for those interested. On Saturday morning, the registration desk opens at 7:15am on the ground floor of the Alexandra Park Conference Centre. A guest speaker will open the meeting at 8:30am in the Rutherford Room on the second floor of the venue. The AGM will commence at 9am with the roll call. At 9:30am, the keynote speaker, Tim Natush of the ATU School of Engineering, will address the meeting. The alternative program will depart the venue after morning tea at 10:30am. The NZART AGM will continue after morning tea, and it's planned to conclude by 1 p.m. when we break for lunch. Please remember that while entry to the NZART AGM is free, entry to all other activities during the weekend will require registration for those activities and the appropriate swinger to gain entry. Following the NZRT AGM, forums will commence with a working presentation on software-defined radio, SDR. We will see a Softrock transceiver, Quicksilver SDR receiver, and high-performance software-defined radio transceivers from Tapper with ENZL1AOX. Also, a display of entry-level QRP software-defined radio, Flex 1500 by ChrisZL1BOE. The AREC annual meeting commences at 3:30 p.m. on Saturday. A review of the past year and planning for the next are on the agenda, and the meeting will conclude with a presentation by Richard Gamble, ZL1BNQ, on mobile portable operating. On Sunday, annual meetings of associated groups continue with an early start at 8:30 a.m. for the WARO, OTC and MSAT-ZL meetings. The WARO meeting will look at awards and contests, among other matters, prior to many of the ladies departing on the alternative program. The Old Timers Club annual general meeting will deal with annual officer appointments and the award of the Montgomery Cup for the best OTC member break-in article. The MSAT-ZL AGM will be open to members and other interested NZRT members. The AGM, which it is hoped can be completed within 30 minutes, will be followed by the KiwiSat and Satellite Forum. Fred Kennedy, ZL1BYP, will give an update on progress on the construction and launch of KiwiSat, including an update on the KiwiSat hardware, which is complete, and discussion on the software. Also, launch prospects and funding are up for discussion. A general discussion on satellites will follow if time permits. After morning tea, it's the spam meeting contest and an introduction to digital modes. The spam meeting will include the election of officers and other usual AGM matters. The digital modes forum will commence at 10:30 a.m. with an introduction to digital modes and an explanation of basic logic. Murray, ZL1BPU, will then move on to discuss some of the more recent modes and future plans and developments in this area. The contest forum is chaired by Frank, ZL2BR, with input and a short slideshow from Aki, ZL1GO, and Ken, ZL1AIH, and a video of the CQWPXCW contest with the ZM1A team. Discussions on local contests will also be part of the forum. The contest forum is to be followed by the DX forum in the same area. The IRLP forum follows the spam meeting and will look at recent developments in the area, and a general discussion on New Zealand nodes, usage, issues and problems, both as a user or node operator or just interest in IRLP in general. The IRLP forum is presented by Mark ZL2UFI and will run until the lunch break. After lunch, there's an open forum. This will be chaired by Stuart, ZL2TW, and is intended as an opportunity to toss ideas around quickly and move on to the next idea. The weeks following conference is the time when good ideas can be developed. Think of some good ideas now that can be put forward in a sentence or two. This is a must for branch members to see how others work and get some new ideas into your part of our hobby. Following afternoon tea, we have forums on Echolink, APRS, and the VHF-SHF forum. The Echolink forum, run by Nigel ZL2SEA, will cover entry and setting up your Echolink station. Nigel may also lead into the ZL1 Club remote HF station at Papakura and its workings. The APRS forum follows, and Alan ZL1AMW will run through the setting up of your station, the frequencies for transmitting data, and a look at capturing and storing maps for some of the APRS tracking software available. Also starting at 3:30 is the VHF-SHF forum medley, where contests, awards, records, construction and associated considerations can be discussed. Simon ZL1SWW and Stephen ZL1TPH will be amongst the presenters covering some of the topics planned for discussion during the forum. Towards the end of the session, they have Eddie Ross from ICOM bringing everyone up to date with recent developments with D-Star, and they'll also be hearing of recent additions to the D-Star worldwide network. During the weekend, the alternative program is running, and those opting to join that tour will visit the Auckland Sky Tower, catch the ferry to Devonport, and spend some time at shops and artisan displays. take a ride in the Clydesdale-drawn wagon, returning to the venue by coach over the Auckland Harbour Bridge for the dinner and evening's entertainment. On Sunday, after the Waro meeting, the coach departs for Skydome for a special presentation. Continues to Onehunga and the Heritage Cottages, Butterfly Creek and Villa Maria, and return to the venue via Mangere Mountain if the weather permits. There'll be lunch and afternoon teas included in the program. Well, it's going to be a full-on weekend, and we've not even touched the lineup of social activity for the Saturday and Sunday night. Now, it's not too late to register for the City of Sails Conference, but an additional $10 late fee per registration does apply now. A registration form for conference can be found on page 28 and 29 of your March-April copy of Break-In. Easy online registration is also available using the form on the City of Sails Conference webpage. This is accessible via the NZART homepage or go directly to nzartconference.cjb.net. Yes, it's the City of Sails NZRT Conference next weekend at the Alexandra Park Function Centre, Green Lane Road West, Epsom in Auckland. Now, the Whangarei Amateur Radio Club will be holding a triple dip on Saturday the 17th of July. Yes, following the success of last year's used equipment sale, it's been decided that a similar format will be held this year. On the Saturday morning, there'll be the club's annual used equipment sale at the club rooms, with the doors opening for buyers at 10:30 a.m. In the afternoon at the club rooms, there'll be a guest speaker. We'll have more details on the speaker in the broadcast next month. In the evening, commencing at 6 p.m, there'll be the famous midwinter nosh-up at the club rooms, a delicious meal for $10 a person. The meal will be served at 6:30 p.m. and will be followed by a Trivial Pursuits evening. Mark your calendars now and reserve the day for amateur radio. That's the 17th of July when you can triple dip in Whangarei. Onwards to Waro News and its greetings and welcome tonight to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. It's almost NZART conference time again, and of course that means it's also time for the Waro AGM, which takes place during conference weekend in Auckland. The Waro AGM will be held at the Alexandra Park Raceway on Sunday the 6th of June 2010, starting at 8:30 a.m. sharp. The early start will allow attendees to go on to the alternative program or to another AGM later in the morning. Waro President Lynette, ZL1LL, is hoping for a good attendance of members at the AGM this year. If you're unable to attend, apologies can be emailed to myself or to any executive member. The results of the Selma Super Memorial Contest will be announced during the Waro AGM, and I know there's always great interest in hearing the winners announced. Waro whales who are unable to get to conference are generally interested to read about the alternative program, and I hope that someone will find the time to write a few lines about their experiences for the bulletin. Remember too that contributions are needed for the Waro page and break-in. Any items of interest, no matter how small, are very welcome. And material for the Waro break-in page can be sent to President Lynette, ZL1LL, in the meantime. I'm looking forward to meeting many of you at conference. See you at Auckland. That's all from Waro for Majum. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally tonight, it's Branch News. Reporting from Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start with the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, Branch 80, formerly the Hibiscus Coast Amateur Radio Club, which is calling all members and former members to help celebrate the 30th birthday of the club on the 21st of August at Rotary House, Silverdale, for a special dinner. Admission is by ticket, and for more information, write to 1921 East Coast Road, RD3, Silverdale, postcode 0993. That address again, 1921 East Coast Road, RD3 Silverdale, postal code 0993. To Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART, where the next meeting is later than usual on Monday, June the 14th at the club rooms, Philip Evans Reserve, which is in Waterloo and Lower Hutt. This will be the club's annual general meeting. From Interface, the newsletter of Marlborough Amateur Radio Club, Branch 22 NZART. The branch has an open day to be held at Brayshaw Park Radio Museum on Sunday the 4th of July. The plan is to promote modern amateur radio and advertise the event well. The branch will be looking for volunteers to help. For more details, have a look in the next issue of Interface. Christchurch Branch 05 has its next meeting on Wednesday the 2nd of June, starting 7:30pm at the clubrooms in Galbraith Avenue in Avonhead. Gary Hammond, ZL3GH, has kindly agreed to talk about smart metering and the RF mesh network to get this data back to base for billing. Finally, Christchurch West Amateur Radio Club, Branch 56 NZART, has its next meeting on Tuesday the 22nd of June at the clubrooms in Auburn Park and Upper Riccarton. The meeting will involve the NZART conference report, followed by a talk on Rebuilding Colossus by Kelvin Barnsdale, ZL3KB. That's all from me. Catch you again next month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Info Line will be emailed on Sunday, the 13th of June. Now, if you've not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters, you can do so right now on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. Well, everyone, that's the official broadcast for May. A reminder that the NZRT Conference 2010 official broadcast will be made by ZL6A at 8pm only next Sunday, the 6th of June. The broadcast will be available the next day as an MP3 file on the NZRT webpage. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for May 2010. Good night, everyone. Good night now.